Locmaria was built around a sandy bay on the southeast corner of the island. A jumble of fishermen's cottages tumbling down the hill to the beach, and a handful of houses that looked out over the water toward the harbour wall and a rocky promontory beyond. Enzo parked opposite Le Bateau Ivre, which translated literally as The Drunken Boat, a pub whose darkened windows were filled with strange papier-mâché pantomime characters, Captain Hook, Puss in Boots. He peered through the glazed panels of the door and saw a young man moving around inside behind the bar. He pushed at the door and it scraped and rattled as it juddered open. A bell rang.
"Sorry, monsieur, we're closed."
The young man was sweeping out.
"I'm looking for Thibaut Kerjean's house."
The man paused mid-sweep and peered at Enzo. If he recognized him, he made no sign of it.
"And what would you be wanting with a man like that?"
"A little chat."
"Pfft."
The young man exhaled through lips pressed against his front teeth.
"You're more likely to get a mouthful."
"I take it this is his local watering hole?"
"It would be, monsieur, except that he's barred. He does his drinking in Le Bourg."
"So where will I find his house?"
"Take the road around the east side of the bay, monsieur. There's a row of cottages facing the water. Kerjean's is the stone-faced house with the well in the front garden."
Numerous small sailing vessels and fishing boats were moored out in the still waters of the bay, whitewashed cottages on the rise above the rocks along the west side, the sea beyond glinting like cut crystal in the low, angled sunlight. Enzo walked past several cottages facing west across the bay, stopping finally at the dry stone wall that bounded the garden of a neat, stone-faced cottage with a cobbled courtyard and a circular stone well sunk in its centre. A battered green Citroën jumper van sat out in the courtyard. White shutters were opened on the windows and two sets of porte-fenêtres. The three dormers in the roof were all shuttered over.